American country music has become popular around the world and is generally associated with the city of Nashville, Tennessee, but many of the most popular artists come from a thriving music scene in the state of Texas. One of the up-and-coming singer-songwriters who launched his career in Texas is Pat Green, whose current recording, Wave on Wave, is rising on country charts.
All upon my, got no direction. We're all playing the same game.
Pat Green's latest recording, Wave on Wave, is getting airplay on country stations nationwide, and he and his band are playing to sold-out halls from California to New York. It's a long way from the college circuit in Texas that Pat Green once claimed as his natural turf. Now he finds himself a rising star nationally and a superstar back in his home state of Texas.
I've seen that we sold out the Astrodome, and that says to me that this music has a chance. And I'm not saying it's a guaranteed chance, because in the music business, crowds are fickle. But this says to me that this music has a chance to go out there and bring the same kind of attention and numbers in other states and other corners of the world.
What Pat Green brings on stage is not only his talent as a singer, songwriter, and musician, but a good dose of Texas spirit. His Texas fans will jump up and shout, dance in the aisles, and, as they would put it, raise a ruckus while he plays. He says people in different parts of the country respond in different ways to the energy and spirit he and Texas musicians bring to the stage.
I found that in California, people are really cool, you know, and they're just, and they got to act cool. And they holler, but they're still cool about it. And but the Northeast is a lot like home, just really wild, boisterous people. Midwest is kind of a mix of things.
Many of Pat Green's early songs reflect the love and pride he feels for the Lone Star State. He was born in San Antonio and grew up in Waco. At the age of 18, while attending Texas Tech University in the West Texas city of Lubbock, he started his singing career playing in small clubs. In 1995, he borrowed money from family and friends to record his first album, Dance Hall Dreamer. Pat Green went on to build a solid fan base all across Texas and recorded more of his own songs along the way. As an independent grassroots recording artist, he sold 300,000 albums and started attracting attention outside Texas. He was offered record deals in Nashville, but he spurned anything that he believed would compromise his identity and his creative freedom. Eventually, in 2001, Pat Green signed with New York-based Republic Records and has now recorded two albums with that company. While most of what Pat Green records and sings is his own material, he's well-grounded in country traditions. Along with his friend and fellow singer-songwriter Corey Morrow, he recorded an album called Songs We Wish We Had Written, featuring selections by such country stars as Merle Haggard and the late Waylon Jennings. Now, with his rise to fame, Pat Green says he has the opportunity to mix in the company of some of the giants he so admires.
Right around with guys like Willie Nelson and Jerry Jeff Walker, and getting to know their personalities and getting to know them personally. It's like a new fascination that I get to have in this business that I really cherish.
Pat Green is now on a nationwide tour, bringing his Texas style and creative talent to people across the country. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.
Forget about tomorrow.